So we were talking about the epic beer cup snake that was built at Wrigley on Sunday's game, caught the attention of national audiences when ESPN kept cutting away to it, and lots of fun being had out there. And I asked on the air yesterday, so how long do you think this beer cup snake tradition has been going on, or at least how long have fans been attempting to do this? Because I know in recent years they've been cracking down on this at Wrigley. And fast forward to right now, Cubs fan Lauren Mraz, she stepped up and has this great story to tell about how should they at least go back to 1969. She has photographic proof. Chicago Sun-Times article she forwarded, a picture of her dad there in the stands as they're building the beer cup snake, and it's just in the middle of everything. It looks like a ton of fun out there. Lauren and her dad, Mike, join the show right now. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, good.
Yeah, doing great.
Mike, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I'm so happy you came on. I saw it and I thought, no way, back in 1969. Mike, let me ask you, you're the dad, you were 11 years old back then. Was this a regular occurrence at Wrigley? What can you tell us about it?
I think it was spontaneous and in a one-time event. You know, what I remember, it was a group outing. My dad worked for a bank in downtown Chicago, and they would have group outings a couple games every season. So I think most of the people around us all knew each other. And I don't remember exactly how it all started, but it kind of began, and my brother and I ran around the ballpark getting as many cups as we could, and we brought them to the group, and there we were.
How about that?
And then I don't think it happened before. I don't think it happened after.
So you don't remember going back to Wrigley and seeing something like that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's a great photo, June 25th, 1969, that Lauren, you decided to share as everybody was talking about this event on Sunday. And you're the oldest one I know. The 1969 sighting, maybe it happened before, but it's super cool to see.
Yeah, it's actually funny. Last night we were just talking about it, and I Googled when was the first cup snake recorded, and it came up 1997 in Australia. And I was like, Dad, I was like, we need to update Wikipedia. This is not right.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Mike, how much was a beer back then? Do you know? Do you recall?
Well, I actually looked it up.
Okay.
And if you go on the internet, you can look up and a menu comes up from 1970, and it said it was 50 cents a beer.
Okay, that was the same one we were able to recall. So 50
yeah.
cents a beer, and Lauren says you're not too keen on the current prices of the beer at Wrigley, or any stadium, really.
Yeah, they hit my price level a couple of years ago.
But I will say, I bought him a beer at the game on Sunday night.
Aww.
So one of us is okay with it.
Did that beer cup make its way into the snake formation, or no?
It did not. We were sitting behind home plate.
Oh.
So we got a good view of the center field beer cup snake, but we were not a part of it, unfortunately.
What do you think of the whole thing? Mike, you first. Do you think this should continue? Do you think, I guess security sometimes shuts this kind of thing down?
I think absolutely it should continue. Mm-hmm. You know, just the the energy, the excitement, the fun that people were having in the stands. Even thinking back to 1969, my dad would bring us to games, and we would sit in the bleachers quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot more fun back then, believe it or not, than it is now. And and a lot of it was because of, security wasn't what it is. It was, people weren't uptight about things, and they were all respectful of each other, but they were all there. Everybody was there to have fun.
Interesting. Lauren, what about you?
Yeah, I agree. I don't really see. I'm sure there's some security reason for why they're against it. But, from an outsider's opinion, it's just a bunch of people having fun and it gives them something to do. And I guess you could look at it as it encourages people to drink at games, but they're going to do that no matter what. So this at least gives them something to look forward to. And I know a lot of Cardinals and Cubs fans were bonding over it in center field the other night, so maybe it stops some animosity between the two and causes fewer security issues from that standpoint. So I would rather have a cup snake than a fight any day.
Oh, for sure. A unifying moment, and you could just feel it, like letting loose, and they were just having a blast, and what a much-needed time for all of that, right? You just think about the excitement of being there. Was it super exciting to be at Wrigley on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were able to go to some games prior to full capacity, but nothing compares to a packed Wrigley. and just after the year we've had, everybody's had, just being able to be surrounded by like 35,000, 40,000 of our closest friends, like nothing beats it. And being, again, like what you said, that unifying moment of just everybody rooting for the same thing. It's just, it really felt like old times in like 2019 when we were all able to be there before. So it's really, it was just really amazing.
Yeah, I you could feel the energy. I was just watching it on TV, and you could just feel it was like electric how much fun people were having. And you're right, it seemed like old times, right? It just seemed like letting loose and having a good old time at the ballpark. And kind of funny that ESPN kept panning back over to what was going on, but that's what made put all the attention on this. And just fascinating to see, you know, the 1969 photos that you're sharing here. Sounds like you guys go to the ballpark for years together, father-daughter. Is it a tradition?
Yeah, so we have six people in our family. Now it's extended because marriages and kids. But the original members of our family, there's six of us, and we have six season tickets that we've had for how long?
Since about 1983.
Yeah, so we've my sister and I have never missed an opening day. I'm 25 years old, she's 22. Where it's really our second home. And we go to the ballpark quite often. Friends with many ushers and many of the security guards that we referred to earlier. So I hope they're not too mad at us for encouraging the beer cup thing.
And the vendors, I mean, you get to know everyone's name, right? When you go all the time, you just do.
My brothers got married a few years ago, and we had ushers, vendors, and security people all invited to the wedding. Our favorite peanut guy, like, there's no question when it comes to, like, big family events that those people are all be invited.
And one of the beer vendors served my dad in the 60s, and he served me and my brother when we turned 21 in the 70s, and now they're serving my daughter, or the same guy is serving my daughters. In the 2020s.
It's so cool, the tradition of it all. Mike, how much was the beer when you stopped wanting to pay for it? And what was that price?
Oh, it was a lot less than 12. but it's funny, you know, the beer vendor I just mentioned, his name's Roger. He, even though he knows I won't buy a beer from him, he still comes by and spends like a half inning talking with us.
Oh, well, you bought a lot of beers from over the years, it sounds like. So he's remembering all that.
Yeah. In fact, we joked that most of the beers and the snake in the pictures were probably sold by Roger.
You know, right back then. It's an awesome picture since you mentioned it. Lauren, what is your Twitter handle or your Facebook? Where would you find the best shots of it if people want to take a look? It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter. My handle is just my name, Lauren Moroz, LaurenMoroz. So, yeah, it's up there. And I know a few people have reposted it, but I have all the pictures on my Twitter.
Oh, that's so awesome. I saw it. Thank you so much for sharing it. And Mike, thanks for jumping on with us as well. And it's a beautiful story, even just the two of you going to games like this and the family affair. And hey, Wrigley's back and go Cubs, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait to get to another game.
I bet. Mike, thank you too for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Anna.
All right, take care, you two. And
bye. Well,
yeah, keep us posted. Any other beer snake photos, historical ones pop up, let us know, okay?
Yes. You know my dad won't be paying for
it. No.
Them
oh, I know. He won't be participating, but he'll be cheering them on, it sounds like.
Yes.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, Mike.